This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Well, I recently got out of Cochise County, out of southeastern Arizona, and headed to New Mexico to visit family. First, of course, we had to get family to house sit, so Katie and Jared came out to take a break from city life and take care of our place, which involves watering plants, feeding cats and dogs and poultry. Everything they do at home, for goodness sakes, but hey, different scenery. They're going to be on the banks of the Ohuahlote. And so they came. And we jumped in our truck and headed to New Mexico, and we decided to take our sweet time and go a back way in order to see some country from Tulane Blacktop before catching the interstate at Socorro. So up and over the Arizona-New Mexico border at Mule Creek and northward, all the while commenting on the scenery, critters, domestic and wild, vegetation, domestic and wild. We took a state route out of Reserve, New Mexico, that took us through a forest of ponderosa pine and pinyons and junipers. And all the junipers that I recognize, the alligator bark, the one seed, and the Rocky Mountain, they were in bloom. The males of the species, because these are dioecious, they were in bloom. Oh, my goodness. The males were loaded with pollen. Juniper pollen was abundant. But through that forest and out onto a vast open space called the Plains of San Agustin. Oh, my. Oh, my. You can see for 40 or 50 miles across glorious nothingness. Occasional roads shooting off to a distant home or distant corrals or even more distant mountains. Occasional pronghorn or two or three cattle, two or three horses, but vast, open nothingness. Oh, I'm coming back here, I told Ms. Mosquitie, and I love the region's name, the Plains of San Agustin. I hope I'm saying that right. You know, I tend to romanticize the Spanish names of New Mexico, Spanish as in Spain. I mean, we were headed toward what I would have called Datil, but no, we were headed to Datil. When we lived in New Mexico years ago, we were just north of a fun community called Madrid, which looks like Madrid, but no, it was Madrid. Closer to home, I should say, when I tell people I live near the Chiricahuas, they say, you must live near Portal. Nope, that's Portal. Anyway, at Datil, we headed east across more of the plains and toward Socorro and onward to friends and family in Santa Fe, where abundant one-seed junipers were in bloom. The male of the species were exploding in pollen, and many folks were miserable. But oh my, a favorite plant of mine was abundant as well and blooming. And like one-seed juniper dioecious, male and female, so Forestiera, or New Mexico privet was there. Oh, yes, the genus Forestiera, after a French physician, naturalist of the 18th century, Charles Le Forestier. I learned the plant as the species Neomexicana, but it is now pubescens, referring to downy hairs on the leaves. But, you know, taxonomy, name changes aside, New Mexico olive was everywhere. The olive part of the common name refers to the small, juicy black drup born on the female. And it is, by the way, in the olive family, Oleaceae. But Forestiera is everywhere. I went to the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens. It's a young garden. Oh, it's beautiful. It's only a few years old and still growing, pun intended. But there sure were a lot of Forestieras planted. They didn't outnumber the one seeds. No, they didn't outnumber the one seeds or a rubber rabbit brush. That plant is so popular. It's native everywhere anyway, but it's very popular. Anyway, I love Forestiera pubescens, the former Neomexicana. You simply aren't going to find it in the borderlands. Okay, if you come to my yard, you might see a couple. But we do have a species. Yes, we have a species of Forestiera in our region. Forestiera shrevii. Shrevii, S-H-R-E-V-E-I, in honor of Forest Shreve. That's beautiful. Forest Shreve, a plant ecologist and a director of the Desert Laboratory on Tumamoc Hill. This is very, very close to home, very personal. And I've read about him. There's a beautiful book by Janice Bowers about Forest Shreve. Anyway, he sounds like a wonderful man. Anyway, its common name is desert olive, and it's found from 2,500 feet to 4,500 feet in the desert mountains of our wild, wild borderlands. The wild borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.